Good afternoon, Lee. I'm really well, thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners.
I was going to say it's Friday, it's the weekend, but as a politician, your week never really ends, does it?
No, we do a lot of work over the weekends as well, Lee.
So you'd lead us to believe anyway.
Oh, no, we do.
Parliament returns next week?
It certainly does. So this will be the first time that Parliament sat since the borders reopened on December 15, Lee. So this is going to be really the first opportunity that the Parliament will have to scrutinise the government's plan for reopening and everything that happened over the Christmas New Year period, from our hospitals' preparedness to contact tracing, testing, all of those things that caused a lot of stress and anxiety for Tasmanians as we saw COVID cases increase sharply across our communities over that time. And obviously with the return to school as well, there are so many questions and so much more information that the government should be providing, and it's our intention to be holding them to account this coming week when we're back in the Parliament, and to have that a higher level of parliamentary scrutiny over the government's responses.
Actually, they're quite busy at the moment, the current Parliament, losing a number of government ministers only in recent weeks.
Well, this is right. It's 2 in 2 weeks. It's extraordinary, really, isn't it? And, you know, so much for Peter Gutwin's stable Liberal majority government. Things are in tatters and disarray, and, you know, it's no wonder that, you know, he can't put his mind to the issues that are really of concern to Tasmanians when it comes to our failing health system, the chronic housing shortage that there is across Tasmania, and also, you know, the poor educational outcomes that we're seeing across Tasmania as well. In fact, the poorest in the country.
It'll be an interesting conversation when the Parliament returns next week. No doubt that you'll be firing left, right and centre there.
We're certainly looking forward to it, I can tell you, Lee.
Let's bring the conversation back to a local level now. The Burnie Court relocation. This is, if I'm honest, disgusting the way that we're being treated here, and decisions being made at the other end of the state that don't really concern anyone down there, and it just basically seems to be wrecking a town.
Look, this issue is just ongoing, and the government just refuses to listen to the local community. There is no one in Burnie that thinks this is a good idea. From the business community to the residents that live around the new proposed site to the legal fraternity, you know, everyone that I speak to thinks that it's a stupid idea, Lee. And it's about time that Premier Peter Gutwin came up to Burnie and spoke to the residents and listened to them about their concerns about this proposal. The Chamber have come out today. They've got a proposal that they have put together working with local business and landowners in and around the CBD. You know, it makes perfect sense what they're proposing, and the government should have had a public expression of interest process about this, and there should have been consultation, and there just hasn't been. They've failed the Burnie community.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that doesn't even look good on paper. So I don't even know if I have got past that.
Oh, it just makes no sense. And, you know, it's quite unheard of the chair of the Public Works Committee voting against a proposal. My understanding is that hasn't happened very often. So that in itself, you know, speaks volumes about the merits of this project. And it's about time the local Liberal members actually stood up and listened to the people that they represent, and got the Premier up here to speak to people and to listen to them and to ultimately reverse this stupid decision.
Mm. West Coast, let's shine the spotlight on that particular district. Let's talk about housing, health and job issues. What's happening at the moment?
Well, I was in Queenstown yesterday. It was a beautiful day, really hot and lovely, and it was really pleasing to see a lot of people in Queenstown, a lot of tourists, and obviously the mountain bike developments there are bringing more people to the West Coast region, which can only be a very positive thing. And whilst I was there, Lee, I spoke with the mayor. We had a great meeting, and we talked about a number of issues that are of concern to him. And, you know, this is just another example of where the government isn't getting the basics right across Tasmania when it comes to access to health services, jobs, and also housing access. So the West Coast Council, I've worked with them very closely during my last term as a local member and in the lead up to the last election. And there are a number of commitments that we made around health and housing to the West Coast, because at the moment housing is an area of significant concern in the fact that it is holding back economic growth, but there also aren't a lot of affordable and social housing opportunities for people in and around the West Coast either. It's quite a dire situation, and they have tried to work with the state government about this, and the state government is yet to come back to them, but it is something that needs the immediate attention of the government. And the other really important issue that we spoke about while I was down there was around the provision of aged care services. And 3 years ago, there was a commitment made to the community there by the federal government to provide funding for aged care beds. And the council have really led the way in identifying the need for more aged care services across their region. And they want to see West Coasters be able to stay and live in the community where they've lived all their lives, supported by their friends and family, and not have to move out of the West Coast to access aged care services. So that $1 million hasn't been spent yet. And the state government was to administer that money, and to date, they haven't done anything with it. Yesterday, there was some more announcements made around upgrading the access at the Accident and Emergency Department in Queenstown, which is a good thing. But they've only committed to increasing aged care beds by one, which just simply isn't good enough. And at the last state election, and when I talk to people on the West Coast, what they want is access to more services in their local communities. And that's what we undertook to do, and that's what the government should do.
Interesting points you raise, the Savo. I'd be interested to see what develops over the next few weeks. Obviously, we can't get too deep because Parliament isn't sitting just yet. So we'll see if there is any movement or shaking going on next week. Anita Dow, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee. Enjoy your weekend.